What then is if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? Now listen to this. It is the Spirit. Who's the Spirit he's talking about? The Holy Spirit. Who gives life? It's the Holy Spirit who gives life. He says, the flesh profits nothing. Jesus even takes it a step further. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So the Holy Spirit is also the spirit of life. He gives life. How do you know? Because when you are born again, you are born again from above. And remember, the Holy Spirit comes down within your spirit, pulls out that old sin nature, and now you have the nature of God living on the inside of you everywhere you go. But you want to know? I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you a little nugget. If you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 2, remember when it says how God breathed into them the breath of life and they became a living being? Guess who that breath of life was when they breathed into him? Let's go find out. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7 says this. Then the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of, into his nostrils the breath or spirit of life. And man became a living being. When God, Adam, and Eve came alive, guess what he breathed into them? He breathed into them the spirit of life, aka Holy Spirit on the inside of them. And what did they have when they were in the garden? They had the very nature of God. When did the nature of God depart from them? The moment they heard the word of the adversary, perverted the words that they had received from God, and they believed in the perverted version more so than what the word of God says, and they acted on what the adversary said instead of doing what God said, and as a result of it, they took on a new nature.